Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blue Wire.
Welcome to episode 34 of the Snapback Sports Pod. On this episode, we're talking NFL Week 5 and a Monday Night Football preview. So let's get it.
And down goes Frazier.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
What up, Snapback fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman from Snapback Sports on Snapchat. Snapjack or Snapchat? With me today is Abe. Abe, what up, brother?
Jack, brother, we're both at the top of the mountain right now. Top of the division, both ways. Got to be happy.
Nah, I don't know.
I hope I'm not jinxing this right now.
Why? Dallas is coming back?
They're down 10 with 2 minutes left, but they're in the red zone. But I think I'm in a good spot. The Eagles are in first place. Took care of business against Luke Falk and those boys across the bridge in New York or New Jersey, however you want to look at it. And, I mean, what better place to be than in first?
I would like to be in first with a decent football team because my team is horrible.
Yeah, I can get behind that for sure if we want to run that narrative.
And the funny thing is, like, I could spin it because we've said it tons of time on here. It's like a win is a win. But, God,
it's different. Listen, I understand a win's a win, and you may have not looked great today, but a divisional win on the road is never – it doesn't have to be pretty at all. But let's get right into it. Like, I texted you halfway through the game because I obviously wasn't watching. By the way, before we talk about games, a big FU goes out to the NFL this week. 10 yeah. 1 o'clock games and 2 4 o'clock games? What is that? Someone messed up with it. Brutal.
And the Cowboys game until right now was an absolute blowout. And your call of the Chargers with Melvin Gordon, Joe Flacco is back.
Shout out our one of our content producers out west, Zach Greenberg, for going to the Chargers Broncos game. Put up a few stories snapback experience on the IG pod. So thanks for that, Zach. Game looked great. Chargers 2-3. Flacco, I mean, wow, that was their first win.
Yeah, dude, right, Joe's led two game leading drives with under 2 minutes, and then it was the Bears one where they kicked the field goal with 30 seconds left, and then last week, Minshew Magic. They could easily be 3-2. Do you still you think this is just like a bump in the road for the Chargers, or still believe they're a 10-1 team?
No, I don't look too much into this, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean – it's obviously not a good look losing at home to a team that you should easily beat. Like, I look at it like the Eagles lost to the Lions in a game they easily should have won. Granted, the Lions had a win at the time, but I don't know. I'm big on the Chargers' talent. I think once they get Derwin back, they get healthy. I think Melvin in the long run will be a good piece for them. I mean, he only got 12.
Melvin Gordon, 12 carries, 31 yards. They took the ball out of Eckler's hands running. He had 15 catches, though, PPR machine. There were some crazy fantasy performers today. Obviously, if you have PPR Eckler, just off receiving, he went 24 points.
I wouldn't know if there weren't on my team.
Why? You didn't have any good fantasy players this week?
I'm not doing
Eagles.
Too hot.
Oh, really? Eagles defense put up an insane amount of points. Chris Godwin again balled out. There were so many big games.
What McCaffrey is doing is crazy. Oh, now, Adam Jones, is that Adam Jones?
Aaron Jones, four touchdowns.
Not Pac-Man Jones, sorry. four touchdowns in this. It'd be nice if any of them were on my team. My high scorer, Zach Ertz with a cool 17. So.
Oof. So you're pretty much down in the dumps for your fantasy season.
We don't have to talk about it. Okay. I don't have Devontae. I don't have Tyreek. I'm so hurt Let's just move on.
Absolute great game by Deshaun Watson today in Houston. They blew out the Falcons.
Scorigami, actually. You know what that is?
Yes.
It's like one of the one thing. All right. You don't got
to. No. I was saying yes, and I was going to let you explain to the audience in case they don't know.
All right. There was a little attitude in that tone. But the listeners, for those of you who don't know Scorigami, it's just like if there's a unique score like that's never been done in the NFL before, that's what they call Scorigami. So what was the final score? 53-32.
Yeah.
Those Falcons, man. I mean, they celebrate a week two win against us Sunday night like it's a Super Bowl, and then they come out and get clapped the next 3 weeks. Like,
yeah.
Brutal.
Speaking of brutal, where are our Bears fans at? Chi-Town, stand up.
Pip, cheerio.
Fish and chips. Chase Daniel.
The lads. I mean, the lads.
I'm kind of starting to believe that the Raiders might not be that bad, but brutal.
Wait, say that one more time so the people in the back can hear you for my original.
Yeah, but you bailed on it. I tried to let you back in last week, and you bailed. So now the Raiders are 3-2. The Chiefs, obviously, still 4-0, but they're second in the division.
Yeah, I mean, look who the Raiders' numbers today. My rookie of the year pick, probably not the front runner right now. I think it's safe to say that. There was a rookie of the year right now. It'd have to be Gardner Minshew, right?
I don't know.
It'd have to be. Minshew, but Josh Jacobs, 26 carries, 123 yards, and 2 touchdowns today. He's putting together. Yeah, he's putting together a good campaign. They lost someone in the first quarter. Who was it? Akeem Hicks. So that's obviously a big loss. But people were saying Khalil Mack revenge game. A lot of the betting public was on Chicago. Those Bears, man, they just don't disappoint. Now, do they?
They always produce the content, which is great for our Bears not making the playoffs. I'm excited to see that.
It's already locked.
It's locked in. Kirk Cousins went on the road and did not deliver us good content. He was actually quite spectacular today in kind of gashing that Giants defense. Danny Dimes, after that week one, not week one, but after his game one win, comeback win,
he missed it.
He missed it?
Yeah, the Dallas kicker just missed a 34-yarder. It would have brought it to 7 points with a minute 40 left, but that'll do it, and that'll cash my Green Bay bet.
33-yarder. Wow, that's brutal.
Yeah, you can't make that stuff up. Dallas, I'm telling you, everyone was so hype. I mean, us including, I guess, we put them in our power rankings. But look, it just goes to show it matters who you beat. And I'm just saying that Eagles road win – last week against Green Bay looks a little bit more impressive now that you see what Green Bay is doing on the road. I'm just saying.
A little bit, yes. Dallas, let's talk about Dak Prescott. 463
Please,
yards today.
May I have this dance?
3 interceptions. I think Philly fans might try and start a GoFundMe.
Oh,
tomorrow.
You took the word. Damn it, Jack. You took the words right out of my mouth. But yes, snapback listeners, I need your help. I'm looking for roughly, we'll call it, I'm looking to raise $90 million. That 90 million we'll give Dak Prescott 40 of it, and then we'll give Jason Garrett 50 of it. so I need your help to raise this money to keep my two guys in Dallas for the long haul. That's not to say that Dak isn't a good quarterback. Like, he can lead a team. Like, we've seen him do it on game winning drives time and time again, but it just goes to show how much he depends on Zeke running the ball successfully to open up the entire passing game for him.
I think he's good. I actually think he's pretty good. And then I was thinking about it. Like, how many quarterbacks, before we start to try to do it, off the top of your head, how many quarterbacks do you think you can name that you would rather have over Dak right now in the NFL?
You want me to just spit fire?
No. I want you to pick a number, and then we'll go and actually figure it out. Off the top of your head. Because, like, if he's a top 10 quarterback,
I was
then
thinking
he's probably 9 or 10.
I was going to say 8 or 9 ahead of him.
Okay.
Let's do it. Ready? We'll go one at a time.
Jared Goff or Dak Prescott?
Dak. Oh, Jack, you're always, like, pulling teeth right now.
I've got
a brand to protect with Surfer Mitch. But as an Eagles fan, you know what? I'd probably take Dak Prescott. I think they're pretty similar in arm talent. Dak has his accuracy issues, obviously, but Dak can give you a lot on the ground. Whereas I think Goff is way more of a system and a product of McVay. And I don't know. I mean, he's going to a Super Bowl. It's hard to.
We have like 30 more quarterbacks, so we can't break them down all.
Sorry,
like that,
sir, for Mitch.
Russell Wilson over Dak. So that's
next
one.
Question.
Josh Allen, Mariota. No.
No.
Matt Ryan. That one's a tricky one.
I'll take Matt Ryan.
Really?
I'll take Matt Ryan.
Why? Matt Ryan. We're saying, like, take him today and going forward, because that's going to be important when we think about, like, Phillip Rivers.
All right, that's fair, because I think – all right, then I would probably take Dak just because
– how about this? You're giving the guy 40 million.
Matt Ryan's years are behind him, his best years. He was a great player in his prime. Like, I mean, he never really did much when it came to winning. Went to one Super Bowl.
Are we doing a four-hour podcast tonight? We're moving on. Deshaun Watson, number two, correct?
Yep.
Tom Brady, three.
Yep.
Minshew, Haskins, Kyle Allen, Cam Newton.
No.
Kyler Murray, Andy Dalton, Jameis.
Maybe Cam.
What?
I'm kidding.
Jameis?
Nope.
Drew Brees, three.
Yep.
Mitch Trubisky? Derek Carr. That one's like kind of interesting.
I'll take my guy, D. Carr.
No, come on.
Okay, I'll take that.
You don't make it. All right. So we're still
Let me have a little fun with this, all right?
I know. I think we're still – oh, no, we're at three. Carson Wentz, four. Kirky Cousins, no answer. Luke Falk, Danny Dimes, Joe Flacco, Rivers or Dak?
Rivers.
I'm going Dak, actually.
Rivers.
All right, so even if we count that, Baker Mayfield or Dak?
Baker Mayfield. You see how that it struggled coming out of my mouth?
I know.
Baker Mayfield.
And Rodgers. And then Mahomes. So that, and I assume Dak over Garoppolo.
Yeah, sure, Dak.
And then there's like teams on bye, but no one that I can really think of.
Good question. Matt Stafford.
Dak for sure. Stafford's such a loser.
I agree, but it's going to be interesting at the end of his career. Matt Stafford's going to be up there with like all-time stats, like yardage and everything.
Yeah, he has crazy numbers. So even giving like the benefit of doubt to like other quarterbacks, because like I think Rivers is fringe and stuff like that, he's still like 7, 8, or 9. So like that's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah, but the way that
the shit he gets,
the way that team goes, man, it goes through Zeke. If Zeke doesn't get it going on the ground, then Dak is screwed. He cannot carry.
But he also threw over 460 yards today.
He also threw the ball 45 times and three of the times to the other team.
Phillip Rivers threw the ball 48 times. He had 211.
Jeez.
Joe Flacco, calm, 14 for 20, 182. Eagles trending up. Are we doing power rankings or not till Thursday?
No, we'll let Monday night play out. I want to see how my dog pound does. And you're number five Niners.
Let's slot. I think I put him four. Before the Eagles, actually.
Yikes.
Let's slide into Monday Night Football preview. The Ravens are dead. The Browns, still dead. Browns with a loss, the Ravens would be first in the division.
By your calculations, the AFC North is not getting a playoff team this year.
We shouldn't. We literally don't deserve one. I made a joke during the game. I was like, I want the Raiders to lose to the Bears. And they're like, who cares? Like, we're going for the division. I was like, nah, we're trying to slide into the wild card, like 6-10.
I mean,
because it's the Bills. And then, I mean, that's six spots.
All right. So I was texting you during the game. Talk to me a little bit more about this Ravens Steelers game. I'm looking at Lamar's stat line right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So
the floor is yours.
So, I mean, I feel like in fairness, I need to ask and you can make the decision. Have I been fair about what I say about Lamar and the Ravens? Like, I feel like I am pretty unbiased.
Jack, take a step back. Take off your headband that says baby goat on it.
Uh-huh.
And realize what you're saying. You made
But it, I've always – but that's what I'm saying. Obviously,
you've created a nickname to make him a greatest of all time in the making. But, yeah, you've been totally non-biased. I know, yeah.
Thank you for agreeing. Lamar today – I will say the first interception he threw was like a blatant pass interference. We didn't want to challenge it. I don't know why. Because, like, you know, you're not going to win the challenges. Have you seen a pass interference challenge be won this year?
No, I think it's an ego thing with the refs, honestly. It's just like
an
F you. Like, no, you're not implementing this rule and making us look worse. You're not getting this. They have that ability because they have that loophole to just say, it stands, you know? Like, oh, it could have been overturned, but not enough, so we'll just leave it as it was.
Yeah. So first pick was, you know, not really on him. Second one, absolutely brutal throw right before the half, which led to a field goal. Like, it was like 3rd and 13 on our own 15, and he throws an out route that just gets easily intercepted. That was terrible. And interception 3, he threw, I'm not kidding, probably his best pass of the season. And it goes into our tight end's hands, and then Devin Bush just, like, rips it out.
Let me ask you a question. I'm looking at the box score right now. If Mason Rudolph didn't get decapitated, would you have won that game?
Yes. Hodges came in and scored on both drives.
He didn't throw for any touchdowns.
No. He got them to the 1 yard line. Connor had a run. Then he scrambled for 20 yards, gave him the lead, and then in overtime, he threw a 15-yard completion that Marlon Humphrey popped out. Hodges was playing amazing.
You got to pick your head up, brother. I'm in first place. You're in first place. You're staring at 4-2 after next week with Cincinnati.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to spin it. I'm going to be honest. We look horrible. But this is the thing about Lamar. He tied the game 2.5 minutes. Obviously, we got aided by a penalty, a very bad roughing the passer call. They got a ton of questionable calls. It was really poorly ref both sides. And then, you know, Marlon Humphrey knocks the ball free. We move the ball up 6 yards. Justin Tucker, did you see the kick?
The game winner? Yeah. I blinked and I thought it was wide left.
It was hooking way left. Best kicker in football. Some luck. And I do need to address the Earl Thomas hit. We're not really going to talk much about it, but like, I don't think anyone in the NFL is trying to hurt someone. So that's pretty much my statement. Mason Rudolph's already home and feeling better, which is awesome, but that was really scary. So obviously prayers up.
I'm a little curious about this whole no carts were working thing. Like,
yeah, that made it such a weird situation.
You're telling me that there was no golf cart in the entire arena. Like no one could what?
It was
weird. Someone in logistics department in Heinz Field, someone's having a meeting tomorrow. I think a botch and a half.
I think when Bane destroyed the whole field, that he took all the golf carts out with him. I don't know. It was a wacky game, like you said. Ravens probably headed towards 4-2. Lamar has been struggling, but in fairness, we haven't scored under 25 points this season. We're the number one scoring offense, so. It's ugly, but a win's a win, I guess. You asked for it. I didn't even want to talk about the Ravens. Let's talk Monday Night Football.
Shall we?
The Browns are dead. Let's go Niners. Yeah, I have the Niners as the 4th best team in the NFC. The only undefeated team, obviously 3-0 against 3 pretty bad teams. But their defense has been balling out. I really think Cleveland could win this game. But I also think there's a ton of recency bias. Like, who they beat? They beat the Jets, and then they beat us. So, obviously, people are super hype on them, and the Niners haven't really played anyone.
I'm excited for this game on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, me too.
Let's find out if you're the real deal on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
They both could very well look like shit, and we'll be like, oh, they're just the Browns and Niners again. But in my opinion, Cleveland's here to stay, and this division is theirs.
You think they win it tomorrow?
I think Cleveland wins outright tomorrow, yeah. I'll be honest. San Francisco just confuses the shit out of me.
I don't get how they're good.
I can't pick whether they're good or not. I think it just came out of your mouth when you said power rankings without really thinking it, and you were just like, I guess I got to run with this now. So that's where
their defense is really good. That's for sure. We do know
We'll see what they do tomorrow. I'm curious because they haven't really beaten anybody.
Redskins, sneaky good defense, allowed 33 points.
Jay Gruden will be fired tomorrow.
Wait. All right. Did you see the video?
No.
There's a video of Jay Gruden smoking marijuana and cuddling with a girl on the sidewalk of like outside of a bar. I thought it was a meme. I still am not sure if it was or not. I don't know. It just repopulated in the news and like I thought it was just like a lookalike. And then there was like a serious story about it.
Speaking of videos and viral videos, the best video of the day was Stefon Diggs post-game interview. Did you see that?
No, what do you say?
The good hard-fought win, team win, good vibes in the locker room, and a nice reporter asked him, so, do you want to be in Minnesota? And he said, of course I do. And he smiled and just gave the fattest wink of I've ever seen. Like, the most blatant wink I've ever seen. So, it looks like Stefon Diggs wants out of Minnesota. That's kind of sad because him and Thielen were honestly such a dynamic duo. And you pay $84 million to essentially an Applebee's waiter in Kirk Cousins. it's a shame because you're wasting these talents. And I just have a very bad feeling that Stephon Diggs could end up in New England. I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, everyone just always wants to put the best players on.
And it always works out like that.
No, they never really – like, dude, they signed Demaryius Thomas, and people were like, oh, Demaryius Thomas is going to go insane.
Brick hands Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah. I mean, I get – like, I almost feel like Cousins did this on purpose today. Thielen, 8 targets, 7 catches, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns. Diggs, 4 for 44, no touch.
You like that. You like that. The Eagles are headed to Minnesota next week in Kirk's house, so –
ooh, that's an intriguing.
Definitely an intriguing. We got a tough stretch.
Are the Vikings going to be favored? They are, right?
I think you gotta say it'll be a 2-point. I don't know, man. Our defense looked really. Our offense did not look that good today. I'll be honest.
It didn't. Yeah, it didn't.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Oh, also, I don't want to go too in depth Eagles, but because we'll talk about that game next week. But I feel the same way about the Patriots offense. Like they're not humming, you know? It almost feels weird.
I mean, the Patriots' schedule is criminal. I think it's weird. I think you can't really say their offense isn't humming. Tom threw for 350 and 3 today. But, like, the Patriots' schedule has been absolute dog shit. And it will. They play their next two games are the Giants and the Jets. Like, it's unbelievable. They just have buys every week. So I'm not ready to put the –
and then they come to our trash game.
Damn, you're really down on the Ravens right now. I haven't seen.
this
is crazy.
Down.
I've never seen someone this down on their team after a win.
Oh my god! I almost was rooting for us to lose today because then I could just be like, "All right, we're really out of it." But you know what's going to happen is we're going to be 4-2, and we're going to go to Seattle and like probably win that game because I'll be there. And then come home and I'll be like, "Oh, we're so good!" And then the Patriots are going to beat us by.
Speaking of losing.
Points.
The people's parlay. Yeah. 3 for 4.
Did you go? Oh, you did go 2 for 2. What was your
I
other?
Had Saints,
I knew you went.
Saints -3 and the Steelers +3.5. You lost it on the Giants money line and Danny Dimes for us. But that just means, Jack, we're due, baby.
Next week, people's parlay.
Should I throw my month's rent on it next week? Like, are we that due?
I mean, yeah, we are due.
Disclaimer. Charlie, make sure this gets in there. Do not throw your rent on the parlay. Do not throw your rent on the parlay.
Unless you want to be rich.
No.
We didn't get to talk Rams Seahawks.
We didn't. We did not.
This is the thing about the NFL.
Can you apologize? Can you say the Seahawks are legit?
See, but this is my thing. Like, because it's like only graded by wins or losses, like What's the conversation if they had lost? Like Zerline makes a 44-yarder.
You
know,
you can live in these hypotheticals all you want. The bottom line,
but I'm saying like for 59 minutes and 58 seconds, we saw like which team we saw how the two teams were, and even though the Seahawks won the game, and I know people miss field goals, like that doesn't make them legit. They should be. He probably should have made that field goal. He's one of the best kickers. In the league, Russell Wilson is the
second
he's
best.
Better than Carson.
He's the second best quarterback in the NFL. It's Mahomes and Russell Wilson.
It's probably correct. The stats he's put up over the past last like 12 games are just insane.
46 touchdowns and 4 interceptions, I think, in the last 19 games. I saw.
So he's incredible. I'm just not a huge fan of Seattle in general.
I don't know.
And Surfer Mitch played amazing.
Surfer Mitch. Completed 59% of his passes.
He played amazing, and he led them on what should have been a game-winning drive.
Surfer Mitch.
Like, that's the thing. That's not on him. Like, he got them there, and he can't
have a few throws back. But, I mean, 400 yards on the road, sure. But I think that's a great win for Seattle, and they might still be in that power ranking. Find out on Thursday.
True. Saints took care of the Bucks. Bridgewater looks spectacular. They're
really good.
Creeping into what could be my second best team. If the Patriots defense wasn't like just absolute until the Patriots actually go and win somewhere, like I could see myself putting the Saints over them for when Breeze comes back. That, is that crazy?
I woke up this morning and I was trying to sit in bed and think, how are they only 3-point favorites against Tampa Bay? What am I missing here? I took a deep dive into the injury report. I couldn't find anything other than Bridgewater, which I don't think is like that bad. I think Bridgewater is a very capable quarterback to game manage his way to victories. I mean, he finally had his first like wow performance today with 300 yards and 4 touchdowns against Tampa Bay, nonetheless. Danny Dimes looks like Peyton against that defense. But This team is sneakily really, really – it's not even sneakily. Their defense is showing up. Especially the secondary with Lattimore. The Saints are the scary team in the NFC, other than my Eagles.
Yeah, I think the worry, if I'm an Eagles fan, is that it appears that the Saints are going to be able to get that one seed. And I think that's probably – I think they're probably a little better, especially with Breeze and, like, what they could probably do to your secondary. And I think the equalizer, the neutralizer, could be if you guys had home field for that game. Obviously, we're a long ways away, but – that's something I'm like kind of keeping an eye on for that.
Yeah, Saints schedule isn't even that hard too. I mean, video surfaced of Drew Brees throwing some passes, so he'll probably be back soon. They got the Jags and the Bears on the road coming up, so I'm definitely a little scared of New Orleans. But if we see them down the line, I know there's a chip on the shoulder after how it ended last year. So we'll cross that bridge when it comes.
We will. Are we getting ahead of ourselves with that?
Maybe.
All right, let's get into some ads real quick. Shout out to Harry's. Thank you, Harry's, for sponsoring our podcast. Humans have been shaving for thousands of years, and the secret to a great shave, it hasn't changed much. That's why Harry's doesn't overcharge you to add gimmicky features to their razors. I love Harry's because it gives me a close shave, an easy glide, low price. Do us a favor and check out harrys.com/bluewire. For your free trial today. Why use Harry's? They're, just awesome quality, durable blades at a fair price, just $2 per blade. I'm really struggling. Sorry, Harry's. Listeners of the show can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/bluewire. You'll get a 5-blade razor and much, much more for only $2. Go to harrys.com/bluewire.
I'll give you today. A 6 out of 10.
It was
come back better next time. Anyway, let's hear from our guys over at Axios. Axios, following a team in 2019 can be time-consuming. Trying to follow everything happening in sports is almost impossible. Scrolling through every app and visiting every website on a daily basis is impossible. That's why I subscribe to Axios Sports, the best free daily newsletter in the land. When you sign up for free at sports.axios.com, you'll get the best stories from the NBA and NFL to cricket and ping pong and everything in between. Axios Sports highlights the most important stats and trends, giving you the ability to stay informed, similar to Jack and I and how we form our parlays. We're due, so ride the next one. It's super simple to sign up, and it's free. Not only will you be caught up, you'll be the friend sharing an amazing link with your buddies. Be the first one. Be the Schefter of your friend group. Join the 100,000 sports fans who get caught up on the day before it even begins. And best of all, there's no paywall, no subscription fee, nothing. This is a free curated sports content delivered directly to you. Sign up at sports.axios.com. Again, try to for free 99 at sports.axios.com.
Cool. Cutie or contender? The Buffalo Bills held the Titans to 7 points. Their defense is crazy, but are they a true contender? Can they win a playoff game on the road?
Absolutely not. Their offense is way too stagnant to show up. I think they can sneak into the playoffs at like 9-7, but
no, dude, they are going to win 10 games this year. Listen to this. Playing in that division is
unfair.
Just
crazy. Like,
there's free wins. I mean, there's also 2 auto losses, but they get they just beat the Titans, so they're 4-1. Dolphins next week 5-1. Eagles, obviously tough. Redskins, 6-1. Dolphins, again, 7-1. Broncos at home, 8-1. This isn't in order. They get the Jets at home. I didn't mean
to. How do you assume that they just come out and pummel these teams every week? It's the Buffalo Bills.
Wait, Abe, did you hear the names I was
listening? I'm looking at their schedule, too.
Dolphins, Redskins, Dolphins. I'm just saying
that's three wins.
They get the Broncos.
Is the Broncos an automatic win?
The Steelers and the Jets. Yes, it's Joe Flacco against a good defense. That's his nightmare. Trust me, I would know. They'll get 10 wins. I genuinely believe that. But you said no. I'm starting to think yes, because can they go to Cleveland or Houston or like Indy if they're up there? Like, I absolutely think that a really good Bills defense could go into Cleveland, an inexperienced team.
It just and baffles steal my mind how you were just throwing away the division for your Ravens after you won today. It's crazy. You're just saying, can they go into Cleveland, assuming Cleveland's going to win the division? When you've also said they're so zombies.
They already won it.
Zombies are going to win the division?
Yes, they are. Wow. They are zombies. You know, it's, and again, this is what's crazy about the NFL. Same thing with Rams and the Seahawks. If the Steelers, like, don't rough the passer and we don't get a first down, move down the field, whatever, they're 2-3 tied for the division lead. Like, it really is it's a win and loss league. That's just what it is. I think that the Bills can. Wow. I'm calling them a contender. I mean, but what is a contender? I think they're the third best team in the AFC. So I was just looking at a tweet by a guy who was requesting screenshots of like if anyone played against Aaron Jones or, you know, all the big guys
in fantasy today.
Yahoo, yeah. So Yahoo apparently does like chance of winning. I guess I don't use Yahoo.
Yeah, they do.
So this guy played against Deshaun, 55 points, Juju, 15, Will Fuller, 50, Sutton, 17, McCaffrey, 47, Aaron Jones, 42. He's losing 264-64, so he's down 200 points. Yahoo has him at a 1% chance because he still has Patrick Mahomes to play.
We had a team in my league. Shout out my roommate, Sam, and my buddy, Alex. They're having quite the week. They had McCaffrey, Eagles D, Thielen, Chris Godwin. They just had all the guys. I think they're putting up a 240 week.
That's nice. Packers, are you – so, like, they're good, right?
Yeah, they are. I mean, this is – the NFL is just such a week-to-week thing, right? Because, like, last week we watched the Eagles, and how did we beat them? We beat them in the trenches, and you and I both said the Packers have been figured out. They can't stop the run, and they can't run the ball. And what did they do today? They came out, they ran for 4 rushing touchdowns and held Zeke to 62 yards. Like,
well, in fairness, they Zeke could get whatever he wanted, really, but they kind of had to get away from the run. But that's, to your point, they did figure out how to run the ball.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Jones went for 107. Weak, yeah. I mean, their secondary and their linebackers, their defense is actually starting to kind of impress me. This was a really impressive win for Green Bay. It didn't look good when the Eagles went into their own building. I mean, obviously their offense torched us, but to go into Dallas after Dallas lost last week and they wanted a win, this is an impressive win. I mean, just goes to show that if Aaron Rodgers is on your team, you can never be counted out of a game.
Who is the best defense in the NFC?
The Chicago Bears.
Oh, the Bears. Who is this? Who is the best defense in the NFC that's going to make the playoffs? Like, if the Vikings got there, is it them?
Yeah. Is the Saints legit? I think I'll go with the Vikings, honestly. I think that defense is legit. I don't know. I'm not yet sold on the Saints defense. I still need to see a little bit more out of it. I mean, we're going to learn about San Fran tomorrow a little bit more. And I'm telling you, man, if we can – that guy in Jacksonville, if we can snag that guy up, the Eagles' front seven is good enough to be in that conversation. It's just the secondary with these injuries we have. They're just killing us.
I think Ramsey's off the market. Like, I really don't think he's getting traded.
I mean, you think he resigns there? It blows my mind like that. They wouldn't trade him.
Oh, I mean, they are pretty adamant. They've turned down first round picks, multiple first round picks for him. Like,
I just don't understand what relationship they think that they can fix in this to make it work. I don't even think there's any like bad blood. Mainly it's because I think Tom Coughlin, like, it's his way or the highway. It was in New York and it is in Jacksonville. So it really surprises me that those two personalities, when Tom Coughlin's running the show in the front office and Jalen Ramsey, the type of cornerback to show up to training camp in a Brinks truck and then demand a trade after the third week of the season, I can't see that relationship being fixed. So it blows. I mean, I'm seeing that they're not going to trade him, and I can't fathom to believe it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely a weird situation, but it's also the Jags, and they don't really do much that makes sense. We actually haven't talked about Jags versus Carolina. Kyle Allen is 3-0.
Kyle Allen is 3-0, and I didn't want him to win this game just because this Minshew mania is so fun. It's so fun to root for just because, like, who the guy is. He actually had a really good game today. 374, 2 touchdowns, a rookie quarterback. What can you ask for him? All you can ask is that he can take care of the ball, and he did.
The next 3 weeks are going to be very interesting for the Panthers. They go to Tampa, they go to Candlestick, play the Niners, and then they're home versus Mariota. So, like, they could be 0-3, 3-0, 2-1, 1-2. I could see it going pretty much any way in that
this
situation.
This team is going as far as Christian McCaffrey takes them. And do you want to answer? And
that's not a bad thing.
Do you want to answer how far a running back can take you, or should I?
Well, Christian McCaffrey is a wide receiver.
He carried it for 176 yards today.
Yeah, that's my point. You actually, running backs can't carry your team. So to answer your question then, I guess they're not going to make the playoffs.
I do not think Carolina will make the playoffs.
Who's that sixth?
It's going to come out of the
NFC.
I think us and Dallas get in. And then I think two teams from the north. Okay. I think it's going to be Green Bay, and I think Minnesota's going to sneak in. I really do. I think their defense can carry them. Kirk can figure out one or two games on the road and they can take care of business at home, I think they can sneak in with 9 or 10 wins. I do.
Yeah, I agree with you. I got to give respect to the Raiders. And honestly, I'm a big fan of Khalil Mack. I think he's an animal. But he talked a lot of trash. He talked a lot of trash to come out and get 0 sacks, 3 tackles. He didn't even
probably
speak to the media after the
overseas.
Overseas. Huh? Look, if you're going to talk that trash about how excited you are and then not perform, and then your team loses to the Oakland Raiders, take some questions.
I agree.
A man. Live up to
maybe,
it.
Maybe.
That's my,
we have,
that's my opinion.
It's crazy. This year we're in the middle with so many teams. Like, what are they? You know what I mean?
Yeah. The only team in the 2-3, 3-2 area that we know is that the Ravens suck. So.
Head up, Jack. I need you. Head up, brother.
Up in the air.
I'm the one. I can talk on the Ravens.
Maybe we'll just go to
speaking
full-time
of which,
NBA.
Speaking of which, NBA, quick segment, 30 seconds. Me and my buddy do a fantasy basketball league. Just found out I have the number one pick. I haven't done fantasy basketball in a while. Is it Giannis? Is it Harden? Is it AD? Who is it?
First of all, I think it's league dependent, right? Based off, like, are you categories?
Yeah, I should probably learn. I haven't played fantasy basketball since my middle school days. Just because it's a little too much to keep up with on a daily basis. But my buddy asked me to join. I got first pick. I might need Snapback's help in deciding.
Yeah. I don't know who it's going to be. But NBA, I don't think we'll do it on Thursday. But I could be down next Sunday to do it. Also, Texas plays OU on Saturday. If we happen to win, like...
Can we talk about my Nittany Lions for a second? Top 10 program.
We can. I'll let you talk. You jumped us.
Top 10
in the rankings.
Yeah, I mean, took care of business at home to Purdue. To everyone listening, Penn State goes to Iowa next week for a night game. I'm not going to tell you what to bet on, but it probably shouldn't be the team that's coached by James Franklin. I'll leave it at that. The Knicks are a top 10 program right now. This is lining up for a perfect storm that happens every year. I come into the
Iowa. 3 points.
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the Penn State Nittany Lions. I come into the year. I know we suck. I'm not convincing myself we're good. And then I sit on the couch and watch the game. And we're blowing.
And then you write in our group chat, is Sean Clifford the best quarterback in the country?
That was John Gruden. That was not me.
And did you emphasize the statement?
No, I told him he's asking all the right questions, which he is. but hey, it's a perfect storm. We're probably going to beat Iowa, even though I don't think we will, because we'll just shock it. Maybe we'll beat Michigan State. We'll probably beat Michigan. And then I'll be riding high for a top 10 matchup, going to Columbus the second to last week of the year. Two undefeated teams. This is essentially a Big Ten berth title game on the line. And Franklin will do me dirty again. We'll play them well and blow it, and I'll be heartbroken. That's about all I got on the Lions.
You think you're going to go 11-1 pretty much?
I mean, our next three games are at Iowa, home versus Michigan, at Michigan State. Out of those games, I think the one we're most likely to lose is at Michigan State.
I think it's home versus Michigan.
Yeah, we all know you're a big believer in Michigan.
No, it's not that I'm a big believer. You guys haven't played anyone.
No, we've played nobody, but Michigan does not look good.
But their defense is very good.
So is ours.
Right. It could be a low-scoring game that they win. I would bet out of those three, you lose to Michigan.
I don't see them coming into Happy Valley. Probably going to be the whiteout game. You've been to that environment. You know what it's about. It's a tough place to win.
It's not. I mean, you literally lost last year there, didn't you?
To Ohio State, yeah. But Ohio State's not Michigan. But anyway, speaking of which, don't think I forgot about that $100 Ohio State-Michigan bet.
Yeah, it's definitely not looking good for the boys.
No, for you. It's looking good for me.
Episode 34, Walter Payton episode, Earl Campbell episode.
Charles Barkley, my guy Chuck.
Chucky B. Thank you guys for listening. I'm gonna. You know what? What happened after week two? What'd you do? You said you were down on the Eagles. You would figure out a way to spin it.
It took me 12 hours of sleeping.
Okay, so maybe I need it. It was a long weekend. My best friend was in town. You know, I'm worn down mentally, emotionally, physically. By tomorrow,
you know what?
We'll be back, baby.
You're being an asshole about this. I had to do this after a loss, and you're finding ways to have to cope after a.
You didn't do it after a loss. I begged you to do it after the loss. You did it before. We did the podcast before the game because you were too soft. You think Sunday Night Football, when we play the Patriots, we're not recording that pod at midnight?
By the way, bottom line is you're all down in the dumps after a divisional road win. I don't want to hear that shit. Lose to the Lions at home.
We beat a third string quarterback. We beat a third string quarterback of a team that's 1-3 in overtime, and it took the grace of God's Lance Stevenson blowing a field goal in and a roughing the passer to get there. That's
a win's a win, Jack. Both the hosts of this podcast are in first place in their division. I don't want to hear it.
Go Bears. Go Bears. I'm a Bears fan for now.
You're going to do a lot more spinning if that's the case.
Mitch Trubisky is the new baby goat.
Yo! I can't be on record. Charlie, cut this. We're done. I'm out. Peace. Snapback, fam.
All right, Snapback, fam.